Hello, everyone. I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas here with Pat Norman, and I welcome you to the December 4th, 2025 episode of Free Pod. Let's see what's going on. The city agrees that November is a little early to stop leaf pickup. So despite the near record dumping snow we got last weekend and a forecast for more snow to come, public works crews will continue leaf pickup after the snow melts enough to allow them to do so. The city appreciates your patience and understanding as we work around Mother Nature's schedule.
Three Freeport businesses were among the 47 awarded small business capital and infrastructure grants recently announced by the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. The opportunity to apply for a share of $10 million in grant funding was opened by the department in the spring of 2025 to help businesses create and retain jobs, improve efficiencies, and grow local economies. Grants were awarded to Pierce Athletics, Fitness Lifestyles, and Stoop Town Revival. Their applications were facilitated with the help of the Greater Freeport Partnership. The program funding provides businesses with support and resources to improve infrastructure, acquire essential equipment, or purchase new property. Businesses can use these funds for projects including planning, land and building acquisition, buildings, additions or structures, site improvements, rolling stock, and durable equipment. For more information about partnership services like this or other questions, contact 815-233-1350 or visit www.greaterfreeport.com.
The Lena Winslow Panthers are back on top of Class 1A football with a dominating 58-13 win last week against Brown County of Mount Sterling, securing the state championship following two runner-up finishes the last two seasons. This is the seventh state championship in Lena Winslow's history, with all seven occurring since 2010. The Panthers bolted out to a 38-6 lead at halftime. They quickly increased that lead in the third quarter, leading to a running clock and prompting head coach Rick Aran to put in his backup players with more than 3 minutes still remaining in the third quarter. Panthers All-State running backs Aiden Wild and Alex Schlichting powered the offense from start to finish. Wild dominated with 170 yards on 22 carries and 5 touchdowns, while Schlichting added 146 yards on 9 carries and 2 scores, carving up the Brown County defense throughout the game. Congratulations and go Panthers.
This season, with the Lena Hometown Christmas and Lighted Parade this Saturday, December the 6th, beginning at 6 o'clock p.m. on Main Street. The parade features dozens of holiday-themed floats from local businesses and organizations, and after the parade, Santa Claus will lead the countdown to light the community tree. The theme for the day is North Pole Christmas and is carried throughout the parade and related activities. Before and after the parade, enjoy a wagon hayride along holiday-lit streets, visit stores, pick up treats from vendor booths, and from 3:30 to 6 p.m., let the kids enjoy an array of inflatable bounce houses and again, watch the parade. Santa and his helpers will await visitors in the North Pole Pavilion, located near the south end of Main Street from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. If you don't make it for a personal visit, Christmas wish lists can still be sent to Santa via special delivery from now through December the 18th by placing letters to Santa in the special mailbox located by the community tree. Santa's elves will collect the letters and return a message if an address is included. For more information, visit the Lena Business and Professionals Facebook event page. In other event news from Lena, the Winter and Spring Program Guide is now available from the Lena Community Park District. It includes lots of fun activities for the whole family in the coming months, including ski days at Chestnut Mountain, and you can find it online at the www.lenaparkdistrict.org website.
The United Way of Northwest Illinois has kicked off a new fundraising initiative called Dine United. The initiative is beginning with Lena Fast Stop and the Full Circle Cafe and Collective, located in the lobby of the Freeport Public Library. Both of these shops have agreed to donate a portion of their food sales to support those in our communities temporarily experiencing financial hardships in December. The United Way is planning to make this a permanent fundraising campaign, enabling the United Way of Northwest Illinois, based in Freeport, to provide direct aid to those temporarily struggling financially in our communities. Other businesses who would like to participate can contact the United Way directly to discuss their ideas at 815-232-5184. Again, that number is 815-232-5184.
A nasty, highly contagious virus is spreading across the country right in the middle of the holiday season. And it's not the flu, and it's not COVID. The norovirus, also known as the winter vomiting disease, is notoriously difficult to kill because it is highly infectious, stable in the environment, and many traditional alcohol-based hand sanitizers are not effective against it. It has been on the rise in the U.S. since mid-October, earlier than its typical peak between December and February. Last year's outbreaks were the largest in a decade, and the current high activity is especially noted in the Northeast and Midwest. The virus is being tracked nationwide through wastewater scans, and concentrations of the virus have increased nationwide by 69% since October. While currently lower compared to last year's spike, outbreaks are expected to keep rising. Symptoms of the norovirus typically appear 12 to 48 hours after exposure and last a few days with diarrhea, vomiting, fever, stomach pain, and body aches. To protect and prevent the spread of norovirus, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, recommends several key measures. One, hand wash vigorously with soap and water, which is crucial because hand sanitizers are, as we've said before, less effective against norovirus. Two, use a diluted bleach solution to clean common surface areas. Three, wash infected clothes and linens with hot water and detergent. Four, properly clean fruits and vegetables. And five, if you are sick, stay home and avoid contact with others. If you do become ill, remember that rehydration is key to replace lost fluids, and symptoms may require medical attention for older adults, young children, and those with weakened immune systems. While it's difficult to miss holiday celebrations with family and friends, no one wants to leave an unwelcome gift behind for others in the form of norovirus, or any other contagious ailment. For more information and the latest updates, check with your healthcare provider or visit the CDC norovirus website at www.cdc.gov/norovirus.
If advocates, stakeholders, and members of the public were granted all their requests for public school funding next year, lawmakers would have to increase the state's education budget for grades K through 12 by nearly $750 million. That's the approximate total of all the requests that the Illinois State Board of Education officials received online and in person during a recent series of public hearings about a proposed budget for the next fiscal year. The total is considerably smaller than last year's request, which added up to more than $2.2 billion in new funding. However, it is still more than what is likely to be available, given that Governor Pritzker is asking most state agencies to make plans for reducing spending by 4% in the current fiscal year in light of fiscal uncertainty at the federal level. The list of requests reflects 51 categories of school spending, with increases totaling $747.9 million, including funding in a number of areas, both mandated and outside mandates. The state is expected to approve its official budget, including public school funding, in January. In the meantime, the uncertainty around the process can make it difficult for school districts to plan ahead for the 2026-2027 school year. FreePod will report on any impacts for area school districts when the budget is finalized. Related to that funding story, and at a time when many school music programs are scaling back their live musicians or relying entirely on soundtracks, Freeport High School found itself as strong as ever, if not stronger, in providing the instrumental performance for the FHS production of Frozen that was performed just before Thanksgiving. The event featured one of the largest pit orchestras assembled in years, a vibrant mix of Freeport High School band and orchestra students performing side by side with seasoned local professionals. What stood out even more to the school staff was the professionals' approach. They didn't simply arrive, play the book, and head home. They invested in the students. They coached, encouraged, and modeled what it means to be a collaborative musician. That level of mentorship is rare, and it elevated the experience far beyond the notes on the page. Constructing a pit orchestra is never simple, and guiding actors from rehearsal tracks to a fully live ensemble, often with only a handful of joint rehearsals, requires precision, patience, and a keen musical instinct. The success of that transition rests squarely on the shoulders of FSD Orchestra Director Scott Benson and Music Director Derek Simons, whose ability to unite these two musical worlds ultimately shaped the performance the audience experienced. Their work made the final product not only possible, but artistically richer. Thank you, Scott and Derek.
FHN is once again collecting letters to forward on to Santa Claus. Letters may be brought to Santa's mailbox at the Freeport Public Library's Children's Desk or the lobbies of FHN locations in Freeport, including Burchard Hills, Highland View Drive, and FHN Memorial Hospital. To make it easy for young writers, a template for the letters can be downloaded from the FHN website at www.fhn.org. Just search on Letter to Santa. A direct link is also provided in the print version of this podcast. Letters can also be mailed to Santa at The North Pole, 524 West Stevenson Street, Suite 100, Freeport, Illinois, 61032, and must be received by Sunday, December the 14th, to allow time for Santa to respond and send a holiday-crafted letter in time for Christmas.
The Boys and Girls Club of Freeport and Stevenson County is hosting the third annual event, Our Angels Kids, a holiday of love and remembrance. The event takes place next Saturday, December 13th, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club, located at 511 South Liberty Avenue in Freeport. The event is presented by Melanie Ellis, High Hope Freeport, and Faith Leaders for Peace. This Christmas celebration is designed to bring comfort, love, and light at Christmas to children who've lost a parent to gun violence. You can help by providing gifts or monetary donations or by adopting a family. For more information, contact details are provided in the poster published in the print version of this episode of FreePod.
The shelves are still pretty bare at the Salvation Army, and they need your help this holiday season. Items of particular need include cereal, cookies that don't melt, crackers, canned vegetables, especially corn, carrots, peas, canned soups, including chunky versions, cream of chicken and cream of mushroom, chicken noodle and vegetable, dried and canned potatoes, and pasta. They are also urgently requesting donations of winter coats, hats, gloves, mittens, and scarves to keep our community warm in the cold winter days that have begun. Donations can be dropped off at 106 West Exchange Street, across the street from the Stevenson County Courthouse. You can also make a cash donation that the Salvation Army can use to purchase groceries at the URL included in the print version of this episode of FreePod.
The new Diverging Diamond, or DDI, interchange at I-39 and US 20 at Harrison Avenue in Rockford has been completed. The DDI interchange allows for better flow to I-39 and on US 20 at Harrison Avenue compared to a conventional cloverleaf interchange, and makes it safer by reducing potential collision points and improving access to and from the interstate. If you're heading to Rockford for holiday events or shopping, be sure to be alert to the new traffic pattern at this busy interchange.
As we look at the week ahead, we're looking forward to this year's holiday classic movie presented by FHN as a way to support local food pantries. The 1940 movie, Shop Around the Corner, will air at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock p.m. next Thursday, December the 11th, as a special event in the Select Picks Classic Movie Series at the Classic Cinema Lindo Theater in Freeport. Admission can be food items or a free will monetary donation, all of which will go to local food pantries. As with other movies throughout the year in the Select Picks series, Ed Finch and Alan Winslow will provide movie history and trivia before and after the movie, which features Margaret Sullivan and Jimmy James Stewart. The story follows the two lead actors as general store employees who disagree on almost everything, but are unknowingly pen pals who fall in love through their letters. The movie was remade in 1988 as You've Got Mail, a classic romantic comedy starring Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. Tickets are still available for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Tribute event presented by the Greater Freeport Partnership. The Christmas Wizards will perform at the Freeport Masonic Temple on Saturday, December 13th at 6 o'clock p.m. Ticket prices range from $25 to $50 and are available online through three sources at links in the print version of this episode of FreePod. Tickets are also still available for The Messiah at Highland Community College, which will be performed next Sunday, December the 14th at 3 o'clock p.m., and tickets can be purchased at the Highland box office in the center or online at www.highland.edu/box office. The Nutcracker, performed by students and members of Studio 121 Dance in Freeport, will be presented on December the 19th and 20th at 7:30 p.m. at Freeport's Masonic Temple. Tickets are available at 815-275-0643 and are available in the print version of this podcast. In addition, remember to attend the Victorian Christmas Tea we mentioned last week. It's being held this Saturday, December the 6th, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. at the beautiful and historic Taylor Mansion on the grounds of the Stevenson County Historical Museum at 1440 South Carroll Avenue in Freeport. Admission is free, and guests can stroll through the elegantly decorated home, sip tea, and enjoy the nostalgic sights and sounds of the holidays as they were celebrated over a century ago. The Taylor home will be open for tours, and the museum gift shop will also be open for holiday shopping. Parking is limited on museum grounds, but visitors can use street parking or the church parking lot at the corner of Empire and Carroll. Then, of course, Santa Claus is making a number of appearances around town, including tonight, December the 4th, and next Saturday, December the 13th. He will be here tonight from 6:30 to 7 and from 2 until 2:30 next Saturday to read Christmas stories to children at the Freeport Public Library and listen to Christmas wish lists.
Some of our FreePod liaisons thoughtfully contributed reminders about safe winter driving, given the recent dump of snow we received. These reminders are good to remember all winter. First, it's always a good idea to test your car's brakes before leaving your neighborhood to help determine how slippery conditions have become. All-wheel drive is great in snow and slush, but no vehicle stops well on ice. So if it's too slippery to get out of your driveway or off your home street, it is probably too slippery to try to go further. Then remember that bridges, on and off ramps, and overpasses freeze first in cold weather. So it's good to coast, but not break when approaching them. Finally, just like your parents may have told you, during potentially bad weather, make sure that your gas tank is at least half full in case you run into long traffic backups or if you get stuck somewhere. It's always better to be safe than sorry. If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on weekly events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, www.cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of FreePod. We also want to express how much we're enjoying the in-depth interviews featured each week on FreePod, and we're sure you will too if you haven't already tuned in. This week's interview featured FreePod host Alan Winslow chatting with local resident Larry Feiner about building memories with family and friends by engaging in outdoor activities, which Larry does through hunting and fishing. The interview, which was first aired 2 days ago on Tuesday, is available online and can be listened to anytime. Next Tuesday, FreePod host Alan Winslow visits with local history author Ed Finch and Sharon Welton, director of the Stevenson County Historical Society Museum, about Charles Guido. Guido was born in Freeport in 1841 and is probably best known for shooting President James Garfield in 1881, which led to the president's death shortly thereafter. His story unfolds in the new limited series Death by Lightning, currently streaming on Netflix. While countless books, TV shows, and films have been produced about the likes of presidential assassins, John Wilkes Booth, and Lee Harvey Oswald, Guido isn't exactly remembered the same way. In fact, he isn't really remembered much at all outside Freeport, that is. Finch and Welton provide details about Guido and his family in Freeport that give new insight into a chapter from Freeport's past. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, December 9th, and be available to listen to at any time after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice.
In closing, as we've mentioned before, we need your help. When you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, please like or follow us. This helps us to move up in the rankings of podcasts and enables us to better promote ourselves throughout the region. On Facebook as well, please click on like, as the algorithms there also depend on user input to help us increase our presence. And speaking of increasing our presence, remember that FreePod is now on YouTube. The program is currently audio only, but having it on YouTube gives you another super easy way to listen. You can find both English and Spanish versions. Just head to youtube.com and search for FreePod, or click on the link in the print version. And please tell all your friends and family members about our YouTube channel too. Everything you do can help us get the local news out to our community. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at www.northernpublicradio.org. For more information, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at www.freepod.org. With that, time's up. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or anytime after that on our website or your favorite podcast platform for more information about what's happening in Freeport. Have a great weekend, and again, thank you for listening.